Russian strikes. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Reinforced Russian troops backed by airstrikes have been pummeling a portion of eastern Ukraine, blowing up bridges and shelling apartment buildings in an effort to capture two cities that would put Luhansk province under Moscow's control. The Ukrainian military has been rapidly losing troops. Karen Shamas has more.
In a military cemetery just 90 miles west of Kyiv, another soldier is laid to rest as Ukraine marks 100 days since the start of the war. The burial marks the 40th fighter to die in this cemetery alone, as workers rapidly prepare new graves for the next bodies that will inevitably arrive soon. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Ukraine is now losing 60 to 100 soldiers each day in combat. That number surpasses the almost 50 per day death toll of American soldiers that died in 1968, during the Vietnam War's deadliest year for U.S. forces. I'm Karen Chamas.
Florida is getting heavy rain and wind as a storm system that battered Mexico moves across the state. The National Hurricane Center says the storm, known as Agatha in the Pacific Ocean, will be known as Alex in the Atlantic Ocean Basin if it reaches tropical storm status again. The system inundated Cuba, where it's blamed for 3 deaths, and streets in Miami have been flooded. The storm is expected to strengthen, but off Florida's eastern coast as it moves away into the Atlantic. Abbott Nutrition says it's restarted production at the Michigan factory tied to the nation's baby formula shortage. The plant has been closed since February due to contamination. Abbott says it'll prioritize specialty formulas for infants with severe food allergies and digestive problems. Finally, thousands gathered outside Buckingham Palace for a Platinum Jubilee concert in honor of Queen Elizabeth II. She didn't appear in person, but did show up in a surprise video with another British national treasure, Paddington Bear. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.